This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Today, we will tell about a possible biological test for autism. We also will talk about some allergic reactions and their causes. And we will tell about an investigation of weight gain in animals.
Autism affects social and communication skills. It usually first appears in young children. Doctors currently identify autism disorders by observing behavior. Now, researchers in the United States think they have found a biological test for autism. A team from Harvard University in Massachusetts and the University of Utah developed the test. It uses an MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging machine, to look for abnormalities in the brain. Other studies have not shown major structural differences between the brains of autistic people and those without autism.
However, the latest study did not look at the large structures of the brain. Harvard's Nicholas Lang says the team looked instead at the chemical and electrical pathways that link the different parts of the brain.
The brain may be okay, the parts that do the work may be okay, but the wiring, the cables between the points in the brain, one to another, may be disrupted in some way.
The researchers did MRI scans on 60 males between the ages of 8 and 26. 30 of them had been identified as having mild autism, a form also known as high-functioning autism. The researchers looked at the connections in two areas of the brain that control language and social behavior. They used a method called diffusion tensor imaging. This way, they could observe microscopic fibers to see how well the brain circuitry was organized.
Nicholas Lang says the pictures showed a clear difference between the people with autism and those without. He compared it to spaghetti.
There's a bundle of uncooked spaghetti, and there's a clear directionality to that. It's nice and well organized, as opposed to a cooked bowl of spaghetti that's just a tangle of, it looks like spaghetti. And that's the way the wiring can be. It can either be very tangled, it can be very organized.
The researchers say the tests were able to predict with 94% accuracy which of the people had been found to have autism. The researchers repeated their testing with other subjects and got equally strong results. The results appeared in the journal Autism Research. Dr. Lang says the test is not ready yet for general use. The study was small and only involved males. It also used older children and adults. Dr. Lang says that in time, the test might be able to identify autism in children under 3. 3 is currently the youngest age at which most doctors will diagnose an autism disorder. But most parents begin to suspect a problem by the age of 2.
Seasonal allergies can have a huge effect on worker productivity. The United States loses an estimated $700 million in productivity each year because of allergies. And Americans spend billions more on allergy medications and treatments. An allergy is an unusually strong reaction to a substance. Many things can cause allergic reactions. The most common cause is pollen from flowering plants and trees. Other causes can include organisms like dust mites or mold. Chemicals, plants, and dead skin particles from animals can cause an allergic reaction. So can insect bites, some foods, and changes in temperature. The most common kind of allergic reaction is itchy, watery eyes and a blocked or watery nose. Allergies can cause red, itchy skin. Some reactions can be life-threatening. For example, when breathing passages become blocked.
Springtime can be beautiful in the southeastern United States. Every tree and plant seems to be flowering. But all that beauty comes at a heavy price. The state of Tennessee has been called one of the worst places in the country to live if you suffer from seasonal allergies. The reason is its climate and vegetation. Bruce Lyon, a physical trainer, is in great physical shape. However, all his strength and energy seems to melt away when spring arrives.
This is the saddest thing. On the most beautiful days, especially when the spring starts around and you're ready to get out and do something, then I'm so tired I didn't even feel like getting out and doing anything. It's like, well, I think I'm going to go in home and sleep.
It is hard to believe that something as small as a grain of pollen can cause so much suffering, but the effect can be overwhelming. Allergist Bert Wolf says this year was worse than usual.
I mean, we don't even need a calendar for a certain segment of our patient population. We know when allergy season begins for them and how it affects them. But this year, many of our patients were calling 2 or 3 weeks earlier.
Dr. Wolf believes rising temperatures in Earth's atmosphere may be responsible.
Increased temperature to a certain degree and also increased CO2, or so-called greenhouse effect, these things have, in some studies, shown to increase pollen over the last decades 60% to 90%.
Allergies cannot be cured, but the physical reactions can be treated. Dr. Wolf says several new medicines have reached the market in recent years, and allergy injections often work for more severe cases.
Like many people, animals are getting fatter. At least, that is the finding of a report in the British publication Proceedings of the Royal Society B. David Allison of the University of Alabama at Birmingham wrote the report. Weight gain is often blamed on too much fatty food and too little exercise. But Professor Allison and his research team say there may be reasons other than these traditional ones. The researchers studied body weight changes in more than 20,000 animals. The animals came from 24 populations of 8 different species, or groups, across North America.
Each animal was said to be in early middle age for its species. Jan Clementidis worked on the study with David Allison. Mr. Clementidis said they considered animals with at least 2 body weight measurements in the past 60 years. At least one measurement was made in the last half of the 20th century. One exception was non-laboratory rats. Their body weight was first measured in 1948. The study involved creatures as different as large animals in research centers and rats living free around Baltimore, Maryland. All the animals demonstrated major gains in average body weight over 10-year periods. For example, chimpanzees in captivity showed a 33% increase in weight each decade. Laboratory marmosets increased weight at a rate of 9% per 10-year period. Laboratory mice became fatter at a rate of 10%, and laboratory rats increased at a 3% rate. The study also showed that pet animals are fatter. The average house cat weighed almost 10% more each decade. Dogs' weight increased at a rate of 3%.
A virus called AD36 could be involved in the game. Its presence has been connected to obesity in adults. And the team says changes in time spent in light or dark environments influences eating habits. David Allison says earlier studies found that light differences may be part of the reason for fatter animals. For example, one kind of animal, the lemming, experiences body weight changes at different times of the year.
We know that light affects weight gain in species like lemmings that gain and lose a great deal of weight in different times of the year when there's much sunlight versus little sunlight. That's a natural thing for them. So our brains are responsive to light and in ways that may relate to body weight.
David Allison says changes in environmental temperature affect weight in both people and animals. The body produces more energy to keep itself warm in the cold, but it produces less energy to cool itself in the heat.
That all other things being equal, if you put a warm-blooded species like humans or mice or dogs into a colder environment, then they will need to expend more energy to maintain their body temperature. And so being in a cold environment increases energy expenditure, and if you eat the exact same amount, will lead to lesser body weight. Being in a warmer environment, up to a point, will lead to decreased energy expenditure, and therefore, at the same amount of food intake, weight gain.
Jan Clementitis says knowing causes of weight gain in animals may help researchers as they deal with overweight human beings.
This Science in the News was written by Avi Arditi, Brianna Blake, and Geraldyn Watson. Our producer was June Sims. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. Listen again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.